Hey.
Lots of traffic today.
Okay, this morning a article appeared saying that the greatest deal ever was a $79 Lenovo Chromebook.
$79? That's crazy.
I know.
I bought one for a customer yesterday for $50. I paid it yesterday, and the girl come down and write us another check.
Why didn't you give him this?
She paid it yesterday.
Okay.
Why would I?
Well, I'm still working on Linux.
How close are you?
It's going to happen because of the fact, I think, that Lenovo was saying you have to have a Linux for a Chromebook.
Oh.
Okay, and what I understand is that all AMD processors that go into Chromebook,
yeah.
AMD is announcing that a Linux will work on it.
Terrific.
Okay.
Gotta love it.
Okay, now, this is the MediaTek I have. And incidentally, that $79 one was an N4020.
That's a quad-core processor.
No, that's a dual-core.
Dual-core. What's the one I'm thinking of? That's an
N4020. Oh, okay, that's a 5030. I have one of those,
yeah,
and that's a quad-core. Yeah. And it isn't that appreciably faster than an N20. In fact,
they're all about the same.
No, I was disappointed in it, quite frankly. I mean, it's okay, but I was just surprised I bought it because it was a quad core, all four core cores. I thought it'd be faster than it is,
right,
and it isn't. Hey, there's something even more exciting. The Lenovo or AMD has announced shipping of the Ryzen 7 6800U.
Okay,
and the big deal about that is
it has a video card in it.
What?
Does that have a video?
No, that's just the processor. Well, it probably does, yeah. Okay, but here's the important part about it. That processor is running around in a pass mark about 20,000, which is the same as the Apple M2, is it? You know, their processor, the big...
M2 is the newest one.
Right. Okay, and that's running about the same speed.
But you have to understand, all the Apple processors, that threw all of their stuff, everything that's coded into the processor for graphics.
Oh.
As far as a floating point or do any real calculations, it's about as fast as a 386.
Oh, really? Well... Yeah, that's I think also the problem with the MediaTek. I don't think that the ARM floating point is as good as the Intel, and that includes the 4020. Okay, but I'm still working it. Hey, how many Chromebooks come in here?
For service?
Yeah.
We don't work on them, so we get probably 30 a month. They come in, and people
okay.
want us to work on them. I'm not going to bust them open just to get to something. It costs more to fix than the
yeah.
machines work.
Yeah, yeah.
Go buy a new one for $79.
Yeah.
This lady that was just in here before you pulled up, she brought in one that was a Christmas gift from her kids, and it wasn't working. So we fixed it at the counter, and we told her, you know, someday maybe you'll get a real computer. This is just a cell phone with a keypad.
Yeah.
And, but it's for my kids, and I'll just use it till it dies.
Yeah.
It's okay. Whatever.
Hey, how about Windows 11? Any more comments?
No, it's getting worse. Every time they do a patch or they do an update to the Windows 11, it breaks 55,000, 60,000 lines of code. Half the stuff stops working.
Okay.
So it's getting going downhill. They're going to kill it in 6 months.
Okay. Hey, I have another observation.
Yeah.
I said 21H2 didn't approve. I have a L3. 340. It kept crashing all the time.
Right.
I dropped in, as a drop-in replacement, a Windows 11. Now, this is important. A Windows 11 N4020 that I paid $150
right.
for.
Yes.
And it's crashing just like the other one.
Oh, geez.
Okay, and so what I started doing is to taking various peripherals out, and the cause, I think, is a Western Digital Blue SSD 500 gig external memory. And when I remove that, everything...
Plug in.
Huh?
How did you plug that in external?
It's a USB.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Scared me for a
second. Okay, but now what happens, I took out the L340 and running it, it doesn't crash at all. It looks like it was that SSD that was causing the problem.
Yeah.
And I think it was some software in there that was causing the problem. I haven't, you know, tracked it down yet. But hey, I'm still working, and I'm very encouraged about the
well, that's awesome.
Possibility of the MediaTek running a good Linux. So we'll see. Okay.
You got it.
We'll see this soon.
I have a MediaTek tablet.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to buy it.
No.
For the Android.
I have enough.
All right, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you.